With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. It has happened repeatedly this year, record shattered for the number of illegal aliens entering the country along the southern border. The surge shows no signs of slowing as another enormous migrant caravan slowly works its way north through Mexico.
According to news reports, agents from U.S. Customs and Border Protection, or CBP, have taken over 275,000 migrants into custody so far in December, making it the highest month on record already. The number includes illegal immigrants encountered between ports of entry and migrants entering at ports of entry via the CBP One app. The previous record was set in September when officials saw nearly 270,000 encounters. Edwin Mora, Washington.
Also at SRNnews.com, Ukraine has answered Russia's deadly attack on Ukrainian cities by shelling the Russian border city of Belgorod, killing more than a dozen people, according to the Russians, who are vowing to strike back at the Ukrainians.
Images of Belgorod on social media showed burning cars and plumes of black smoke rising among damaged buildings as air raid sirens sounded. Firefighters fought to extinguish a car drowning in flames in the city center. Russian officials accused Kyiv of carrying out the attack, which took place the day after an 18-hour aerial bombardment across Ukraine killed dozens of civilians. In a video statement, Russia's defense ministry spokesperson Igor Konashenkov vowed that Russia would retaliate. I'm Karen Chamas.
Central and southern Gaza, the target of stepped-up attacks by the Israeli military determined to exterminate Hamas. But the war is fueling an intensifying humanitarian crisis in Gaza. The conflict hinders delivery of humanitarian aid and terrorists hide among the population. The UN estimates a quarter of Gaza's population is starving. SRN News. Two popular evangelists will be doing some traveling in 2024.
Franklin Graham gets started early with a major gospel festival in Mexico City in mid-February. He's scheduled to lead a similar event in Krakow, Poland in April. Graham's son Will has a stadium event lined up for Porto, Portugal the same month. Both men are likely to add some international festivals in coming months. Franklin did five of them in 2023. He's also got a lengthy tour of the Southwest U.S. on tap. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Priests in the Church of England have begun blessing same-sex civil unions for the first time. The first couple to take advantage of the change in doctrine is a pair of female priests from St. John the Baptist Church in Felixstowe in eastern England. Archbishop of Canterbury Justin Welby says he will not personally bless any same-sex couples because it's his job to unify the world's 85 million Anglicans. Several Anglican bishops from Africa, Asia, Latin America, and the Pacific protesting. The dawn of the new year 2024 will bring with it the dawn of a whole bunch of new laws in states from coast to coast. Correspondent Jackie Quinn takes a look at some of them.
The new year rings in some new driving laws in Illinois, where decorations and air fresheners are no longer banned from the windshield area. But drivers will be stopped if they are spotted taking part in a video conference or scanning their phones while driving. New limits on guns are taking effect in Colorado, Minnesota, and Illinois, where a ban on high-powered semi-automatic rifles will take effect. A number of states have new laws cutting taxes or raising the minimum wage for workers. Now hitting $16 an hour in New York City, California, and Washington State. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Find more details online, srnnews.com.